That's the number you take from an album called Lady T, released on Motown Records in 1980. That simple track, which did quite well for her on the charts, called Behind the Groove. Yeah, it's got quite a lot of letters this week, as I mentioned before. And I should be reading them out in the next hour, I promise you. So if you've written to me, don't fret. Let me just give a quick mention of the people I have written this week. There's Christine Dorr. Yes, Christine from Liverpool. Say hello to you. A little bit later on. And also a letter from Randy Sandy. Yes, again, more slagging Randy Davis. I might read it out later. Yes, I will. In the next hour. And also a letter from Mandy as well. Oh, dear. It's all very confusing, all these females. And yet another letter from a lady called Ursula. That's right. I shall say hello to her as well a little bit later on. But just let me remind you, you're listening to Merseyside's AM and FM radio station. MFR, Merseyside Free Radio, on 241 and 97.6 in Super Stereo. Now this hour, a lot of dance music right up to 1 o'clock. As I mentioned before, that record last time, last record I should say. I'm a little bit cold, my jaw's frozen. Yes, well you'd be frozen if you'd been out in the freezing cold. Yes, makes sense, doesn't it? Anyway, here's now the defunct theme tune from the Kenny Everett video show. It's Serone, a track called Supernature. Don't forget you're tuned on Super Stereo if you are. If not, why aren't you? Go on, have a tune around for me now. Have a twiddle at your knob, go. Well, it's a Sunday, I suppose it's allowed. Go on. Track from 1977. It surprised me as well. 1977, good grief. That's when the Kenny Everett video show used to be on ITV. Yes, the good old ITV. Better than the BBC, you know. Yes, it is. And that's a track called Supernature. I've said track about four times in this last 10 minutes or so. Gotta stop doing that. But again, I'll say the same excuse. It's the freezing cold weather. It's gone to my jaw, honest. It's made it all stiff, yes, right. Once again, I'll say hello to everybody in the next hour. So if you have written to me, I'll say hello to you then. Okay. Right. And also the next hour, I've got to give away a prize. Yes, the mean old Steve Bishop has to give a prize away. Because all you people have got the competition rights, yes. Everyone's written to me has got the answer right. Never mind. I'll have to give away a present, I suppose, or a prize. So I'll do that in the next hour. I don't know who's going to be yet. so stay tuned for that, won't you? That's on the track of the Motown label, this time Jermaine Jackson. Michael Jackson's little brother. Well, he was when he recorded this one. And this is called Let's Get Serious. Michael Jackson's little brother. That's Jermaine Jackson. And one called Let's Get Serious, released many, many years ago. And another one he released that time was one called Burning Hot, which I also think a lot of as well may play that one this hour. It depends. And let's move on with some more music now. Non-stop music on 241 meters. And 96, I'm sorry, I mentioned before. There's a great crew, which I think are rather good, yes. That Fat Cow's lead singer. Yes, what's her name? Alf, that's right. This is Yazoo, and Don't Go, the constipation song, as I've said before many, many times. Thank you. She's lovely really, isn't she? That's Owl Fans of Yazoo, and with a Yazoo. And the biggest hit to date for them, I think it is. It's called Don't Go. I must say, I'm rather warm now, being in the studio for about 15 minutes. Yeah, it's getting rather warm as I jig around the studio to the marvellous records on my programme. I've got to say, you know, nobody else will. A little for Martin Clark, I know he likes that one. That's Martin Clark. Yes, I'm sure you've heard of him somewhere before. I have, but I can't remember where I've heard of him. No. Yes, the boy's a fool. Yes, it's Michael Jackson. And taken from the album Off the Wall, the title track called Off the Wall. It all makes sense, you know. Hasn't lost his magic, Michael Jackson, and the title track of Off the Wall, released many years ago now, about 1980 I think. I'm too lazy to look at the record label. Still got the same magic to it, I still think, anyway. Sounds rather good on the radio. Anyway, the main reason, well, the main reason I'm putting in here is to say hello to Christine Dorr. I know I did say I was going to do all the requests for the next hour, but apparently she wants me to say hello to her now. We're about 12:20, so hello to you, Christine. And a very happy birthday for your 15th birthday. Hope you have a nice time today and get lots of prezzies and things. Nice thing. Yes, I like getting presents, you know. I do, really. I'll play this one for you. I know it's not the one you asked for, but I'll try and play that next one in the next hour. Okay, here's the Commodores. and Brick House. Take it from the Greatest Hits compilation, and especially for Christine Dore in Liverpool 15.
Letting it all hang out. I see the bread. Ow. I like layers stack, that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. Ow. It all hang out. She's a bread. Ow. Now that lady back, that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. Oh, she's a bread. Ow. Yeah, she's the one, the only one, built like an Amazon. The clothes she wear, her sexy way, make a old man wish for younger days.
Christine, that's Brick House from the Commodores. Once again, taken from their album, the compilation, the Greatest Hits thing, they released a few years ago. I hope you enjoyed that one, Christine Dore, and I hope, once again, that you have a happy 15th birthday. Yes. And I shall try and play your record in the next hour, a Rick Lesterout next hour, honestly. So you stay tuned for that, if you've got the time, that is. And also, you've got the answer to the competition right, so you go into the hat. To be drawn about 1:30. Okay. So if you've entered the competition, stay tuned. You might have won. Yes. Now, a record now from a band called Daryl Hall and John Oates. Yes, they're quite famous now on the charts, aren't they? Every time they release a record, it gets in the charts. But between the period of their last hit and now, they had a lot of mishits, and this is one of them. And this isn't too bad at all, actually. It's a one hit, one, well, a miss hit, as you call it, isn't it? That's right, yes. Get it right, Bishop. Gotta be all professional, have an eye for this excellent station. This is Daryl Hall and John Oates, and Your Imagination.
Thank you.
I told you it was rather good, didn't I? Daryl Hall and John Ernst, 1981 that was released. And it's called Your Imagination. Now, I'm going to scotch all the rumours that I've shaved my eyebrows. Yes, I am. Absolute rubbish. I don't know where you got the rumours from at all. Yes, rumours go around that I've shaved my eyebrows and turned into a punk rocker. It's not true. So what I'll be doing after Christmas is supplying your listeners with photographs of me. Yes, so if you want a photograph to prove that I haven't shaved my eyebrows, well, they'll be available after Christmas, free of charge. To the listeners at Rise In, of course. Anyway, well, I rent you free. Less of shaving eyebrows and things there. As Rick James played him once on the programme today, and also played a track from Tina Marie a bit earlier on. There they are together, Tina and Rick. And I'm just the sucker for your love. Yuck.
Sucker for love, sucker for love, sucker for love, baby.
I'm the sucker for love.
Just the sucker for love, sucker for love.
Well, you're a fine, sexy little lady. You like your candy very sweet. You're a classy little dame. Sophisticated game. And you know all of the best restaurants to eat.
I'm just a sucker for love, sucker for love, sucker for your love, baby. I didn't do that. I didn't do why. I didn't do why, why.
There's enough, enough freaky love when my love tumbles down. Do I do that? That's what I used to say. Oh, I got mad and didn't want your touch.
Uh-huh.
How could I resist when you still had to kiss? Then once again I let you in. Uh-huh. Well, you're a sweet, sexy thing, and you make my whole heart sing. And there's nothing in this world I wouldn't do.
She's sucking for love with Mr. Rick James.
Though she'd done it many times before, each time it became more difficult.
Indeed. Being very naughty now, as always on my program. Well, what does the rest of the day look like on the station? At 2 o'clock, you got Andy Davis. I should think, anyway. And following Andy Davis, Mr. Kevin Hall. With an hour of excellent music. And then we got Mr. Nick Catford. About 2 hours of him till 6. And then after 6, well, I think you got me. I'm not too sure about that, eh? Things are a little bit unorganised, but it's getting near Christmas. And people's availability is very sort of limited at the moment. At the station. So about 6 o'clock you may have me, I'm not sure about that. But about 7 o'clock is Andy Davis' rock programme. And then the phone-ins. Two mad hours between 10 o'clock and 12 midnight. With maybe an attempted peaceful hour, I don't know about that. What does that record mean? Anyone knows what they're singing about in that record? I may award you a crisp 10p piece. So if you know what they're singing about, draw me a line. In a plain paper envelope, of course. Brown paper envelope, I should say. Plain. Yes, I don't think you write about naughty things like that in proper envelopes, can you? Dear me. Golden Oldie time now on the programme. Played a few Golden Oldies on the programme already, of course, but I'm going to play you another one. This time from Sting and the Police. I think the best single to date, in my opinion anyway. And who the hell cares about that? It's called Message in a Bottle. Not a bad one from the Police. This is the Bob Geldof of the night on Radio 1, slagging him off. If I was Mr. Sting, whatever his name is. I've forgotten his name, but if I was him, I'd bob one on the nose, yes. Mr. Bob Geldof was slagging him off, you know. On Radio 1's round table. Nasty business, that. Not a very complimentary programme. A host of idiots talking about records they don't know nothing about. Ban Radio 1, I say. Well, give me a job, I can do it better, honest. Go on, get a job. Oh yes, they're rescreening Boys from the Black Stuff in January, so loads to look forward to. I'll tell you more about that in the next hour. That's Boys from the Black Stuff back in the new year on BBC One. If you've never seen Boys from the Black Stuff, you haven't got a clue what I'm talking about. I'll tell you about it in the next hour anyway. Now my competition this week is a big, big prize given away. I'm giving away a radio, yes. So if you'd like to win yourself an AM and FM radio, stay tuned.
Make a shout, pulling comes to a backwash.
Overplayed album. That's a track called The Sound of the Crowd. I like that one. I think I like that one better than all the other tracks. As I mentioned before that, that's my competition this week. And also carrying on in the new year as well. I'll be giving away a transistor radio. Yes, a unisonic solid state transistor radio. A pocket one, yes. So if you're interested in winning that superb prize, we've got all the prizes here, you know. Yes, the superb prizes of the century. Not a bad radio, actually. You've got to win that one. I'm going to give you details about that in the next hour. I will indeed, and it involves the Human League, so that's a bit of a clue for you, all right. And no, I'm not doing the same competition as last year, but it's almost the same. Yes, I did one last year about the Human League, and it proved very, very popular. So I should be doing another Human League contest or competition in the next hour. Once again, may I remind you, you're tuned to Steve Bishop on Merseyside's best radio station, on AM and FM. And the FM is in stereo with a medium wave frequency of 241 metres. That's 1242 kilohertz. And the FM is 97.6 in stereo, as I keep mentioning. And last week, apparently, I said there was no other stations in stereo on FM. Free radio stuff, things, I meant. Well, of course, there's a station called KDA, which I've forgotten about. Sorry about that. I thought there's one for KDA. Yes, it's a band called Asia. I'd forgotten who they were then. And a track called Only Time Will Tell.
Yeah. There's no disguising it. It really comes at no surprise to find that you planned it all along. I see it now. It becomes so clear. Your insincerity and me are starry-eyed.
That's Asia on Geffen Records, I think. And it's being distributed by CBS and Asia, and a track called... I said a track called again, didn't I? It's a disease these DJs catch, you know. You go through a phase of saying a track called this and a track called that. It soon wears off, though. I'm sure it does. That's only time can tell. I nearly said it, but I didn't. And I was playing that one for KDA Radio, because last week, I believe I mentioned that we were the only station in stereo and on FM. When, of course, there is a station on FM called KDA Radio. I'm not going to mention any more. Got too many plugs already. Yes, this is the station. A little bit of it. Here, here you go.
You. Quite a lot, actually. Yeah, I must admit. Oh, dear me. Hang on, listeners, just before we go any further. Now, Mike has got a few problems tonight. You probably know the weather is very, very... Well, the wind is very, very strong. I must admit, our aerial's blowing around like mad tonight, but I've got it sort of fixed down so the tip of it can blow in the wind as much as it likes, but it doesn't cause any crackle at all. Right. Mike, tune into 9... Oh, I'll tell you what, Mike. Put a record on.
So there you go, there's another station on FM. That's it, a little bit of it there. It's Generation X featuring the marvellous Billy Idol on lead vocals and Into the Valley of the Dolls. And a record released on white vinyl in its early days. Yes, I was young then, you know. Into the Valley of the Dolls, a song I believe is about communism. So I read down here. May I just mention that we are a non-political radio station. We support no political movements whatsoever. Apart from the movement for free radio, of course. Which is a growing, growing movement. Both on Merseyside and in the United Kingdom. And we sort of readily support that. That's not the only thing we do support, really. Good free radio stations, and there's not many of them.
play a sort of Paul McCartney record and a Beatles record, because I'm sort of into that sort of music at the moment. And this is a track from an album called London Town. This is With a Little Luck. And now for this one, I should be playing the Beatles from a track, or a track from the album called Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. So if you're a Beatles fan, stay tuned for that, won't you?
With a little luck, we can help it out. We can make this whole damn thing work out. With a little luck, we can lay it down. Can't you feel a town exploding? There is no end to what we can do together.
To break in here, but something wrong with that record, so what we'll do is play you some music and we'll return you to the normal programming of the record as soon as we can, okay? I don't know what's actually wrong with that one. It seems a little bit low on the levels, but never mind. We'll play you an excellent track from 1977. It's a band called Space. An excellent instrumental, it's Magic Fly. We've lost the Beatles for today. Play some Beatles next week, or the week after. Not on next week, I don't think, because of the Christmas holidays. So I'll play some Beatles records when we come back in the new year. But for this morning's program, I think we've lost them. The quality's too bad to play. We're all scratched copies, you see. The levels sound funny in my headphones for some reason. Don't know why. That's a bit better, isn't it? Yes. So what I'm going to do now is play you two records, obviously. One's from a guy called Iggy Pop, who I believe was on the tube with those females and things, which is on Friday nights. A load of rubbish it is, don't watch it. And especially that female one called Paula Yates, yes. Yes. If that's what you can call her. She wasn't born, she was created, yes. Anyway, a guy that was on the tube on Friday called Iggy Pop, and I believe he wasn't too good. So I was told, but it's one of his greatest ones. From a classic LP called Lust for Life. Now, I think this track is the only reason why people buy the LP. Very sad, of course. I know it is. This is The Passenger. Good morning to you if you've just woken up. It's a bit late, you know. It's after 12, yes. Track, ain't it? Yes. That's Iggy Pop from 1970. I'm not too sure about that one either. I'll check. Again, it's 1977. Must have been a year of good music that year. An LP called Lust for Life is from Iggy Pop. It's on RCA Records. And if you want to buy it, that's the label to buy it on. And I don't think you can get a single of that record anymore. I'll say it in English now. I don't think you can get a single of that record anymore. That's The Passenger. But I could be wrong, you know. Pop down to your old local record shop. Try Probe in Liverpool. They usually have a stock of good records like that one. Rather a good one. And I thought, sort of a pity that I missed them on the tube. But I try not to watch that program. It's rather pathetic, to say the least. I just cannot stand that Paula Yates. Blech. La 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 la. Anyway, record now for Jill. Yes, that's Jill. All these revelations I need. It's terrible. I'm not going to tell you what I'm talking about. So I don't really care. Anyway, here's one for Jill, Baby Bowie, and it's called Queen Bitch. Oh, yes. It'll start in a minute, honest. Yes, it will. Come on. Here it is. On RCA Records as well, we're getting the money, this company, you know. We play a lot of their records.
Oh, yeah. I'm up on the 11th floor and I'm watching the cruisers below. Down on the street and try hard to force us to flow. My weekends are at an all-time low. Cause she's open to stall, so I can't see her letting him go.